Governor Tom Wolf announced Thursday that he was setting aside $50 million to help support hospitals. He said healthcare systems across the state are bracing for a surge in new patients with COVID-19.
We need to ensure they have the equipment to care for these patients so that they don't have to ration or make unimaginable choices about who receives care.
That last part comes on the heels of reporting in the Philadelphia Inquirer that Pennsylvania and New Jersey health officials are creating triage guidelines for doctors. The number of positive coronavirus cases in New Jersey skyrocketed by almost 2,500 overnight. Pennsylvania Health Secretary Dr. Rachel Levine addressed the issue Thursday, but didn't expand on what officials are discussing.
So we don't have a specific triage policy that we're implementing at this time. I mean, we're always triaging patients. That means that we're assessing what their needs are and then providing the appropriate care.
The $50 million Wolf announced will be used if money from his previous disaster proclamation runs out. It's for hospital beds, ventilators, and personal protective equipment in hospitals, nursing homes, and for emergency workers. Levine said regulations have also been waived around where patients can be housed inside hospitals so more people can be treated. And officials are looking for, quote, outside-the-box options to repurpose facilities for others.
Even hotels might be used for more subacute beds for patients as they finish their recovery.
Finally, the Commonwealth has created a critical healthcare supplies portal to help source materials for sale from manufacturers, distributors, and suppliers. And healthcare providers will be able to request what they need. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.